It is now 3 a.m. Thursday in London.
And they lived happily ever after.
It is now 11 p.m. in Washington.
Army sergeant stole Adam's secret.
It is now 11 p.m. in Pittsburgh.
Hartley says coal tax illegal.
It is now 10 p.m. in Chicago. From here, there, and everywhere, Paul Harvey brings the latest news. A nightly service of the Edelweiss Brewing Company of Chicago. Brewers of Edelweiss beer. A case of good judgment. Treat good friends to good, friendly refreshments. Time-honored, taste-honored Edelweiss beer. Full-bodied, full-flavored, fully delicious Edelweiss has been an Amber Mellow Goodfellow favorite for four generations. Serve thirst-easing, taste-pleasing Edelweiss tonight. It's good taste. In fact, it's a case of good judgment. And now, Paul Harvey.
Good evening, Americans. A princess has said yes. The King and Queen of England have announced the engagement of their daughter Elizabeth to Lieutenant Phyllis Mountbatten. It's official now. And unlike what happens so often in royal families, what happens in Westminster Abbey next October will be simply because two young people love each other. The Privy Council. Let's look at this handsome pair. She's prettier by far than her photograph. Philip, Danish background, 26 years old, 6 feet 2, broad shoulders, weighs 185. He's a man's man in spite of the way he makes British bobby sausages squeal. He might have one day sat on the throne of Greece. Now he can never be a king. But he can become the father of British kings. We may get a better look if the guess is good at the couple's honeymoon Army-Navy football game. That's right, over here. And I don't want this going further than this microphone, but though they are in love, really in love, it wasn't all quite as accidental as that sounds. Confidentially, Cupid's name was Lord Lewis Mountbatten, the boy's uncle, who has thought for a long time.